You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Demand for mobile phones in the region, I think in the world, has received a big boost from the pandemic, which is putting pressure on all of us to digitally transform and be digitally relevant. Last year, an extra 20 million people in sub-Saharan Africa got a mobile device, bringing the total number of people with mobile devices in the region to 495 million. That's around 46% of the population. A company that is looking to expand its services in sub-Saharan Africa is Crosscall, a French tech company that's just introduced a new mobile service to South Africa's market. Julien Fauriot, the director for Africa at Crosscall, joins the market update now for the detail. Julien, thanks so much for your time. You have clearly identified a gap in our market, South Africa specifically, just given the number of players already that make mobile phones. So talk to us about your particular offering and what makes your handsets different.
Okay, good evening. So thanks for having me, first of all. So, talking about Crosscall is not a traditional mobile phone player. It is, a company who is focusing on a niche part of the market, which is all the people using their mobile phone in outdoor. So you've got two types of outdoor. You've got the people doing sport, which is a lot of people for South African market, of course, and the professional. And we basically are targeting the people who are fed up, who are done with breaking their phone all the time. We are targeting the people who need, I will say, a product which lasts 1 day of battery. We are targeting the people who don't want their product to be broken because they put, a glass of water or their coffee on their phone. So we basically are targeting the people who are heavily using their phone in a hostile environment and who want a durable solution. So this is where Crosscall is positioned by providing a tough product, waterproof product with minimum 1 full day of battery life. And on top of that, with matching the B2B usage of the phone. So if I may develop it a little bit further, what we see now at the moment is with the pandemic especially, but before it was happening as well, we see today more and more companies now digitalizing their activities. Right. So now the phone is becoming an extension of the computer. And now more and more of the phone are used to monitor the activity of the company.
All right.
I'll take an example. If you take a transport company, the people want to know in real time where are the drivers. Where do they locate? Are they on track for their delivery? And that's why, the mobile phones are getting used more and more. And that's where Crosscall is positioned as well. So not only on robust phone, but as well on performing phone versus the digitalization.
All right. How much of your manufacturing is done here in South Africa? How much of these devices are brought in?
Alors, we don't have any plan. We don't have any manufacturing capacity in Africa or even in Europe, even if we are a French company. Okay, we, from the volume point of view, are a small player compared to people like Samsung, Apple, and all the big men. Okay, so for the moment, I would say our plan is to have only one place of manufacturers. And the products are developed in France and manufactured in China. If you want to make a factory, you need to have some volume. Otherwise, it makes no economic sense. And our products, are addressing a niche market, which really forced us to really concentrate on one place of production for now.
Right. In terms of volumes, what kind of volumes have you seen in the South African market since launching?
You mean for a rugged phone?
Yes, demand for your phone since you came into the country.
We believe today that the rugged phone market is between 1 to 2% of the total phone market, which is not a lot. So most of these around between, I would say, between 150 to 200,000 phone per year. So again, it's addressing a particular niche of the product, and but the other, on the other hand, is growing. And that's most probably one of the very few market segments which is still growing massively. Again, why? Because we address basic needs of the user, meaning rugged phone, waterproof, long battery life, and digitalization.
All right. Just in terms of availability, are you eyeing some shelf space in some of the leading telecoms companies, your MTNs, your Vodacoms, for people to buy your product?
Okay. If you look at the rugged phone market, it is quite a specific market. If you shop around, you will not find a rugged phone market in the shops, or very few. Okay? So if you look today how the rugged phone market is distributed, it's either online or either in direct deal. Okay? And in this second part, so the direct business between customer and reseller, the operators are very important. So that's why today CrossCall is ranged by MTN, is ranged by Vodacom, most probably in the final discussion with Telkom. And what I can say to you about that is two things. First, it's a sign of quality. But second point is that our products for the moment are mainly addressed and available into a B2B customer base, into a business-to-business environment, and not in a B2C for the reason I've explained to you.
All right. Julien, thanks so much for your time. So we'll have to leave it there. Julien Forio, the Director of Africa at CrossCall.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.